Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As kids, we used to say to someone who told a lie, "Liar, liar, pants on fire." Little did I know back then how prophetic those silly little words were. In Revelation 21, verse 8, John informs us that, and I quote, "The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Unquote. Liar, liar, forever on fire. Our text for this message is the second phrase from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, which states the second thing that God hates, namely a lying tongue. I read the other day that January is the biggest lying month here in America. Folks lie about what they spent on their Christmas gifts. They lie about already failing at their New Year's resolutions. They lie about the weight they gained over the holidays, etc., and so forth. In fact, the results of a study showed that the average American lied some 217 times throughout the month of January. That works out to be about 7 lies per person per day. That's pretty sad. Regardless of the accuracy of the study, the results certainly indicate that lying has become a way of life for us here in America. Lying tends to be easier and more convenient than speaking and facing the truth. Instead of telling someone that we really don't want to come to their party, we tell them that we're busy. Instead of explaining to our spouse that we forgot to send in the bill, we say that bill must have gotten lost in the mail. Instead of just admitting that we really don't care for this new recipe, we say that we just had a big lunch and we're just not that hungry this evening. We have bought into the big lie that little lies are okay. We call them white lies because that makes them sound harmless. But they're not harmless. Because not only do they erode away at your integrity, they erode away at other people's ability to trust you. And more than that, they are simply a violation of God's word and a rebellion of God's will for you. In the 8th commandment, God forbids us from bearing false witness. In the great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that we should simply let our yes be yes and our no, no. Anything beyond that comes from the evil one, meaning the devil. Colossians 3, Paul commands us in the Lord not to lie to each other, since through faith we have taken off the old sinful nature and we have now been clothed with Christ, who cannot and will not lie. You see, lying is the antithesis. It's the exact opposite of the truth, which means it is the exact opposite of the character of God. To lie is to be a reflection of the devil, who is the father of lies. Jesus said that the devil has been a murderer from the beginning and that he refuses to hold to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he speaks lies, he speaks his native language, because he was a liar from the beginning. But our Lord God is the truth. It is impossible for him to lie. The essence of his being and his character is truth. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Over and over again, Jesus began his teachings to the people by stating these words, "I tell you the truth." And the most important truth that Jesus ever taught us was the truth that he had come into this world to give us life, to suffer and to die on a cross and to rise from a grave, to give us forgiveness of our sins, and to give us victory over death. And it's because of that truth that you and I are forgiven. Because of that truth that we are saved and we are even transformed. And since we have been and are being transformed into the likeness of Christ, lying has absolutely no place in our lives. Lying is the language of the devil, not the language of God. And thus, there is no such thing as a little white lie or an insignificant lie. They are all despicable in the eyes of the Lord. But that doesn't mean that we're given free license to be so brutally honest with people that we leave a multitude of hurt feelings in our wake. By no means. Rather, Paul writes that we are to speak the truth in love. So while our words and our conduct must always bear witness to the truth, they must be said and lived in such a way as to be sensitive to the feelings of others. The Scriptures are abundantly clear, with absolutely no room for confusion on this point. Our God is a God of truth. He hates a lying tongue. It is the antithesis of everything that he is and that he espouses. May we each learn to speak the language of our Heavenly Father, which is a language of truth in everything. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.